Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lunishma Asam Be'akav Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, brings that Rabbi Elazar was sick, so four Talmidim came to visit him. And each one said something else. Rabbi Tavron said that he compared Rabbi Elazar to Tipa Shel Gshamim, a drop of rain. Rabbi Yeshua compared Rabbi Elazar to Gal Gal Chamo, to the sun. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayo compared Rabbi Elazar to father and mother. And Rabbi Akiva says, Chavivim Yisurim. Yisurim are so great because that means the Kosh Baruch Hu is rectifying the sins and taking care of a person. Now the Maharal goes on to explain what are these three levels of the first three mandamarim. The idea of the rain, Tipa Shel Gshamim, it doesn't say a lot of rain, it says only a drop of rain, is the preparation that the rain does to allow fruits to grow. Just the beginning, it just prepares it. It softens the land and it makes it prepared to grow. The sun is more than that, because with the sun, that allows the fruits to grow, and that's what gives the nutrition and the heat and whatever the fruit needs in order to get to full growth. It's not only preparation. And a father and mother is not only the preparation and allowing to give it whatever he needs, but it's the actual birth of the person himself. A person cannot be born without his father and mother. So each one gives another level. The first mandarma says that Rabbi Elazar was like the rain that prepares a person and allows and gives them the preparation to be ready to be in this world. Second mandarma says not only he prepared us, but he actually gave us all the nutrition that we needed to be here. And the third one says, it's a higher madrigal, that the whole life, the whole fact that we are here in the world is through our Rebbe. So not only give us outside things, but he's considered to be like our father and mother. Now the Maharal goes on to say, what's Rabbi Akiva saying, Chavivim Yisurim, to say the perfection of Rabbi Elazar, that he's such a big tzaddik that he also has Yisurim. But what's hard to understand is, how does that connect to the first three? The first three spoke about the Milo of a Rebbe. He's such a great Rebbe. How does the fourth idea connect to the first three? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sichus Musar in year Tavshin Lamed Beis, Parashat Shmos, he says, Dover Nifla Moit, he says, Yisurim is that Kosh Baruch Hu makes sure that a person gets, he is being taken care of. A person needs to rectify a sin. A person needs to elevate. A person needs to get a message from above. That's all Yisurim. But a person needs to know how to read the Yisurim. In order to read the Yisurim, you need to have a Rebbe. The Rebbe has to teach you what is the Yisurim mean. Because the Yisurim is the communication of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with a person every single day. As the Gemara brings somewhere else, that a person has 40 days with no Yisurim, so that means something is lacking. He doesn't have that communication. And to an extent, the Menashe, the biggest Rasha, he came back because of Yisurim, because he felt that Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of him. That he has this, some kind of a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Yisurim. So says Rav Chaim Shulevitz, the first three are saying the Rebbe is so great, he prepared us, he completed us, he's like a father and mother to us. Because Rabbi Kivan says, you know, the Rebbe is so great, because Chavivim Yisurim, and you're teaching us how to accept Yisurim and how to relate to Yisurim. And that is the greatest thing a Rebbe could give, because that is the communication that Kosh Baruch has with a person on a daily basis. It's altogether a shvach of how great Rabbi Elazar was as a Rebbe. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.